Health. Highland Healthcare Boost. Pap smear month is the latest initiative in a disease prevention drive improving the lives of communities in remote areas. Dozens of ethnic Lua women in Mae Cham District have converged at the Tambon Nachoan Health Promotion Clinic this month for pap smears. This is pap smear month for women aged 30 or over in this mountain Tambon wanting to test for cervical cancer. Wang Kulsawa Dimongkon, 44, is among the residents who took a day off from work on the farm to have a pap smear at the clinic, which provides an annual cancer test for Nachoan residents each February. At first, she was afraid of the test, but after going for checkups every year for the past 3 years, she no longer is. She now realizes that frequent cervical and breast cancer checkups are vital. I have a cousin who died from cervical cancer a few months ago. I don't want to be like her, she said. In a remote district like Mae Cham, providing disease prevention services, including pap smear tests for women at risk of cervical cancer, is not only good for patients, but also community hospitals. They can earn extra money from the National Health Security Office, or NHSO, which pays them to run the scheme. That extra money can help offset the budget shortfalls they normally struggle with. The Tambon Nachoan Health Promotion Clinic, where Mrs. Wang received her pap smear, is one of 12 primary health care units under Mae Cham Community Hospital, which receives state funding to run the prevention scheme. Years earlier, Mae Cham Hospital's balance sheet was in the red, said Director Akaradet Suyapan. The hospital tried to overcome the problem by reviewing budget management efforts and training staff to work on disease prevention campaigns. The hospital also developed a patient database for both itself and the network of 12 primary care units in its jurisdiction, including the Tambon Nachoan Health Promotion Clinic. The database shows that lung cancer caused by smoking is a major cause of death among the Highlanders, while cervical and breast cancers have also increased in recent years. The hospital launched a cervical and breast cancer prevention campaign in 2009. Pap smear tests are provided every year, with a target of reaching 20% of the 10,000 women aged 30 or above in the district. The NHSO has allocated about 700,000 baht from its Prevention and Health Promotion Fund to support Mae Cham Hospital's health prevention campaigns. The extra budget helped improve the hospital's financial situation, said Dr. Akaradet. Hospital staff also played an important role in improving the hospital's financial situation, said Pimchai Tipakam, head of Mae Cham Hospital's Family and Community Health Services. Public health staff pitched in to conduct screening tests and promote the campaign to reach the target population, even though it increased their workload. The hospital is now seeking a dental fund to extend essential dental services to remote Highland communities. Winai Sawatdiwon, NHSO Secretary General, said Mae Cham Hospital could be a model for small-scale hospitals and health promotion hospitals in remote areas, looking for ways to strengthen their financial status and health services. Over 200 state hospitals were running a combined deficit of more than 4 billion baht earlier this year, prompting the Public Health Ministry to ask the NHSO to help cover the deficit out of concern that budget constraints could impinge on medical services.